Today, northern Iraq Kurdish fighters are expected to withdraw from the oil-rich city of Kirkuk. In the roughly 48 hours since Kurds took control of the city, celebration has deteriorated. There's now widespread looting and ethnic unease. Neighboring Turkey, which is uncomfortable, with Kurdish control of the city, has reportedly dispatched military observers to the area, and U.S. forces are trying to calm the situation. NPR's Ivan Watson joins us from Kirkuk. Ivan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And tell us, what can you see? Kurdish fighters departing?
Well, we are seeing that the small garrison of American soldiers in the northern part of the country and its Kurdish allies, they're beginning to try to bring some control back to the two key northern cities, Mosul and Kirkuk. On the drive into Kirkuk today, I saw American airborne paratroopers setting up barbed wire along an initial checkpoint. And further in, I saw Kurdish militia fighters who were now forcing that steady stream of looters that has been coming out of Kirkuk for the past 48 hours, forcing them to discard, to leave behind their trucks and taxis and cars that were full of all sorts of different things that they'd stolen from shops and government buildings and homes. Mm-hmm. And to just give you a sense of how crazy it's been, the piles of belongings there, they included pipes and paint and mattresses and cushions and sinks and even spoons used in large cafeterias. Also, I've seen traffic police brought in to some intersections from previously Kurdish-controlled cities, trying to bring life back to normal. There are fewer Kurdish militia fighters. We don't see them doing these victory laps around town in their cars, shooting guns up in the air, as we saw 2 days ago. And a Kurdish leader, he's promised that he's going to get the rest of the Kurdish fighters out of the city by the end of the day.
Any sign of Turkish military observers?
Not so far. The Turks have said they're only going to send about 15 observers in with American troops, and that's far fewer than what was feared just a few days ago. For months, Turkey had warned that if the Kurds moved on Kirkuk and Mosul, that they would possibly send in a massive number of troops, tanks, thousands of soldiers. And in fact, they seem to have backed down. Today, the Turkish foreign minister, he said there were no plans to send in troops at all into northern Iraq.
And Ivan, what can you tell us about the situation in Mosul? That's the northern city that fell to Allied forces yesterday.
Scott, unlike Kirkuk, which 2 days ago fell, and that triggered scenes of wild celebration, Mosul yesterday, it felt like a city that had been defeated, not liberated. It's been a traditional bastion of support for Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party, and the people there seemed angry. They were looting all across the city, and today that remains tense. American soldiers have set up some checkpoints there, but some of my colleagues who have gone to that city, they say it's far too wild. There are unidentified gunmen shooting, that it is still a chaotic scene. Very anarchic right now and quite dangerous.
Ivan Watson speaking from Kirkuk in northern Iraq. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott.